If you happen to find yourself one day strolling through the Phoenix Zoo, pause for a moment and take a gander at the beautiful landscaping that surrounds you. You might ask yourself, how in the world did such an oasis of agriculture flourish in the middle of a desert? Well, to answer that question, we must go back in history. Following the Great Depression in May of 1932, Arizona's Governor George W.P. Hunt commissioned the construction of the Hunt Bass Hatchery. 6 of the 8 man-made lakes used for this warm water hatchery still exist today within the grounds of the Phoenix Zoo. The other 2 lakes, known as Scottsdale and Tempe Lake, can be traced to Papago Park. Although the Hunt Bass Hatchery is no longer used for its original purposes, the pond still serves as a water source for many of the Phoenix Zoo's attractions and exhibits. Some might even say that the Phoenix Zoo wouldn't exist today if it weren't for the construction of the Hunt Bass Hatchery.